Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Jones Topsoil has been delivering topsoil, mulch, sand, and gravel. For greener lawns and brighter flower beds, call 1-800-TOPSOIL. Order online at jonestopsoil.com.
Jones Topsoil brings it home to you.
I know you're really excited to see your boyfriend after a long day of work, and so you're like rushing through your workouts so you can see him. Girl, take your fucking time at the goddamn gym. Enough. Please go to the gym, do your entire set, maybe even sit in the sauna for 15 minutes, and then take your ass home. Hello, everybody, and welcome back for another video. So I have a confession. The truth is, I always look my best when I'm single. I think that there's just something about being alone that makes you want to just go after your goals. You want to be in the gym all the time. You're focusing on your wellness. You're trying to get hot because I think it's a little bit of a combination of being able to work on yourself and also you want to be dating with confidence. So you naturally just want to slim out, look your best, and glow up being single. But I really think that it's important that once we realize that there is a theme in our life, that we analyze it and try to enhance it or change the narrative if it's a negative theme. And for me, a negative theme that was going on in my life prior to now was that I would always gain relationship weight. In all of my dynamics that I've had, I naturally was neglecting my body, my wellness, my just existence because I was in love. And this is super common for women. I think a lot of women naturally become nurturers. They become comfortable. They start to become people pleasers. They're overgiving and they're not pouring into themselves the same way. What actually inspired today's video topic was I had somebody comment on one of my videos how to essentially prevent gaining weight in relationships when their partner either is extremely bulking or just has a completely different diet and lifestyle than them. And naturally, when I read this comment, I kind of laughed a little bit, but I had to really step back and be like, what are you laughing about? This was so you a few years ago. I want to be able to help you guys analyze this behavioral pattern within yourself so it never happens again. As long as I can help it and there's no illness or weird thing tied to my weight that prevents me from losing it, I will never let myself gain weight in a relationship ever again. My mission is to get hotter and better when I'm in love, not the opposite. I do not want to call weight gain in relationships happy weight anymore because there is nothing happy about me not loving my body. There is nothing happy about me being uncomfortable. And I don't want to tie weight to comfortability. It's just not something that I will identify with anymore. I think that this can be a sensitive topic for a lot of women, but my goal is always to guide women to understanding themselves better and empowering their life. I don't believe in lying to myself and just trying to pander to what I think I need to hear or what I need to feel just to soothe my ego. I really want to buckle down and be someone who is real with myself so that I am able to be objective and say, girl, you look a hot ass mess, or girl, you look so amazing. And I prefer the latter. So we're going to discuss how to successfully not gain weight in a relationship ever again. Okay, the first point that I really want to make is when you are getting into a relationship with a person and you guys are spending a good amount of time together, you guys are eating together, you're relaxing together, and you're making a lot of home-cooked meals, or you're even getting takeout. I need you to understand you are not a man. You are not a growing boy. You do not need to eat the same amount of food that you are putting on that man's plate. So learn how to cut his portion in half and plate yourself that. Now, this is something that I messed up on so much in my previous dynamics. I was making us equal amounts of food. I would measure everything perfectly so that it looked like each plate was exactly the same. And the truth was, that was very greedy of me. I did not need to eat like a man. I did not need to have all of that food myself. And it was causing me to have a skewed perception on the portions that I needed to eat in order to support my goals. Once you kind of get pretty goal-focused and you understand what you're trying to get at when it pertains to what you want your body to look like, you no longer will overindulge. So when you are plating food for you and your man, I really want you guys to cut those portions in half. You do not need to eat like him. And there's ways to modify meals that you make. So let's just say you're making a man a crazy burger, like a double cheeseburger, and there's a lot of bread and you do a side of fries. You can have something similar, like a burger bowl. And instead of like a side of fries, you can do maybe a few fries and then a side salad. And this is how you're going to train yourself to eat with this person, still enjoy the moment and have that intimacy that food brings without abandoning your own personal goals and your own personal food boundaries. I find that I don't like to speak up about things when I'm unsure of myself. And that is probably a huge reason as to why I would let things go by the wayside when I was much younger. Now that I'm older, more aware, and more proud of what I've accomplished, what I've done, what I've built, and who I am, I am not afraid to speak up and say, this is my own personal goal. This is something that I need to do for me, and creating something that supports that. Okay, the next way to not gain weight in a relationship and get that happy weight is I really want you guys to start doing more activity dates together. I think that it's very common when people get into relationships that they get very like lazy, and I don't love this. It's not great, but I want you guys to be a little bit more adventurous. I want you guys to plan more activity dates, go on walks together, do things that require physical activity, maybe pick up a racket and go play tennis for an hour. Do things together that require movement. I try to think back to moments in my life when I was neglecting myself in relationships. And I think a huge thing was that there was so much eating, relaxing, sulking, sitting in the house, and not really getting out there and enjoying life and moving my body. And I think that this was my way of like isolating myself and thinking that I needed to spend complete 100% of my focus on just this person and not broaden my horizons or be around other people and not build community. But when you isolate yourselves and you're sitting in the house and you're only watching movies and you're only with each other and you're not really moving your body, you're going to gain weight. You're going to feel isolated. You're going to feel anxious. You're going to feel maybe even depressed, because lack of movement does cause you to have depression. It makes you feel emotionally disconnected from yourself. So I really want you guys to start getting a little bit more familiar with getting out of the house. If you're in a current relationship right now and you notice that you guys have gotten super comfortable with like relaxing and chilling and not really doing stuff, I really challenge you this weekend to plan something where it requires you to go out and move your body. And it doesn't always have to be like these adventurous outdoor things, but just stuff that requires you to move your legs. Walk a little bit, okay? Sex can't be the only way that you are getting physical activity. Although very great, it's just not enough, especially if you've been doing it since day one.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Now, I kind of want to talk to the girlies that have been in relationships for a minute, or you're used to bouncing from relationship to relationship and you don't really have personal identity and you don't empower yourself enough. This is something that I had to get real about when I was unlearning certain patterns that I was implementing in previous dynamics. Focusing on your routines and your goals needs to never stop. I think that what makes a really happy relationship is two people who are pouring into themselves and each other actually benefits. So the more that you do for yourself, the more that he does for himself, you guys are able to essentially benefit from each other's self-improvement. Staying on top of your personal routines and goals will not only keep you accountable with your personal agency and sovereignty, but it will allow you to have some sort of accomplishment. It will allow you to have autonomy. And it's really difficult to to have genuine autonomy in relationships because you're always thinking about the other person and you're constantly putting them into consideration and you're possibly neglecting certain things about your life and routine and you're just not really doing enough for yourself. So in moments of planning out when you should do things for yourself, I really want you guys to follow through with that. Stop completely throwing away who you were before you got in this relationship. You had an entire life before. You were going to the gym 5 days a week. You were taking good care of yourself. You were meal prepping. And then all of a sudden you get into a relationship. And a lot of you guys are like, ah, fuck it. I don't care. I just want to be happy and in love. You are a loser. Yeah, I said it. You're a loser. And I want to say that to you in the harshest way possible because I want you to understand that neglecting self and neglecting all that it is that you are and what you've built is probably one of the most irresponsible things that you could ever do as an adult woman. And I really want you to get real with yourself because you do not know what the relationship is going to look like down the line. And the longer that you continue neglecting yourself and your personal routines and your goals, the harder it is to get it back if, let's just say, the relationship ends or it falls apart. When you are selfish, it actually benefits the other person and it benefits you. And nobody's losing. Go into relationships taking care of yourself and go out of it if you have to, taking care of yourself and continue the upkeep within it. That is the only way that you will see yourself genuinely look good and if not better than you did before while in the relationship. I always know what women internalize their relationship struggles versus the ones who are able to detach based off of how good they look. Because let's just say you meet two women tomorrow who are both going through the same traumatic relationship, but one of the women looks really great and one of the women doesn't. The one that looks really great, for some reason, she is capable of detaching from that person so much that they don't neglect themselves. And by the way, I don't think that either of these women are doing the right thing. I think if you're in something that is not benefiting your life and you're hurting, you should leave. But the truth is, there are just some women who navigate traumatic experiences differently. I know for me personally, vulnerably speaking, I do not do well when I'm unhappy. I look a mess. I neglect myself. I naturally just look older, more tired, more bitter. And the only way that you guys will know I'm either in a happy relationship or I'm happy alone is if I still look good. Trust and believe. Because I cannot be in an unhappy relationship and look good. They can't coexist in my life. And I know this. So in knowing this, I make decisions around that. I don't want to abandon my imagery. I don't want to abandon the things that I've built, the things that I've worked so hard for. And when you do, it's really hard to get them back. So I want you guys to prevent it from happening in general. Take a step back. Go to the gym. I know you're really excited to see your boyfriend after a long day of work. And so you're like rushing through your workouts. You can see him. Girl, take your fucking time at the goddamn gym. Enough. Okay? Enough. Please go to the gym. Do your entire set. Maybe even sit in the sauna for 15 minutes and then take your ass home. You don't need to be in a rush to see anybody. He's not going anywhere, babe. I promise you. It is so much sexier as a woman to be pouring into yourself. And trust me, he will appreciate it more. He or she will be very appreciative of what upkeep you've been doing because they benefit from you looking good. Trust me. And this kind of snowballs into my next topic, which is having designated days for your self-improvement. When you have the days already planned out, you know that on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, you're doing the gym, you're going to be doing this particular set, you know how long it takes. It actually creates a schedule that you guys can both follow. And maybe, if possible, your partner could follow that schedule as well. Now, of course, I do believe in compromise and sacrifice when you're in relationships, but again, these things can all be worked out with just normal communication. But neglecting yourself and letting yourself get big because you're trying to race home to get to your new boyfriend, you're out of your fucking mind. And yes, I'm upset. I'm upset because what are you doing? I had to also understand that in order to honor myself, I had to respect the same things from my partner. There was a time in my life where I was super clingy And I wanted my partner to like be on top of me all the time. And whenever they would do things for themselves, I was checking my watch. I was trying to figure out when they were going to get home. No, I don't do that anymore. It's not healthy. It's not healthy to be rushing your partner to get home to spend time with you while they're in the midst of their self-improvement journey. So find people who are also working on themselves, because that will help you in honoring your own personal goals. It's nice to have like-minded individuals who are both trying to get after something. And you have to understand this too, if you're a woman dating a man. They are able to like lose weight and look decent with very little effort, where for us, it takes a little bit more time and effort. So I really want you guys to understand that like we have to plan these things a little bit more seriously. We have to take the time, really organize ourselves and try to put in a little bit more effort. So I want you guys to remember that whenever you are planning out your week and whenever you are trying to go after your goals. Designated days will hold you accountable, but it will also let your partner know when you're going to be home, when you're not home, when you're able to talk, when you're not able to talk. And I would even recommend putting your phone on D&D during your workout hours. Don't let yourself be distracted with phone calls and texting when you are on your self-improvement journey. Okay, hopping around here, I also want to mention drinking. I think a lot of couples, depending on where you guys met and if like you're young or where you're at in life, you might be in that stage where you guys are drinking a lot, or you're like bar hopping, or you met in a nightlife situation, so there's a lot of alcohol involved. But I would recommend to make some mocktails for your nights in and try to drink skinny drinks when you're out together. So on sexy date night with your man, I get it. You want to get the sexy, cute, like elderflower drink that is like new on the menu. Maybe get one of those. And then the rest of your drinks, get like a tequila soda or a Belvedere with seltzer and lemon. Like do something like that for the rest of the drinks because it's more low calorie. So I prefer reaching for like a skinny drink after one super fruity drink, or I spend my day eating a balanced diet, or my week eating a balanced diet that allows me to have more indulgence with my drinking if I have a night out with a man. So I really want you guys to pay attention to how much you're drinking, how much you're consuming, because that could be the reason too. Like you and your man could be, you know, bottle to the face on the weekends, which like no problem about it, but like try to keep it skinny, try to keep it light. Summer's around the corner. Tell them you have goals, tell them you want to look good in a bikini, and that's that. And now if you're bonding through late night snacking, I want you guys to start keeping healthy snack options in the house, because sitting on the couch, eating with your man late at night, Taco Bell, things like that, yeah, you're going to gain weight. Chop up some fruit, make a sexy like fruit plate, or just eat something that's maybe high volume but less calories, like Pirate's Booty or something like that, some type of like healthy popcorn, something along those lines. But try not to overindulge in the snacking. It's just going to cause unnecessary weight gain. So like late night snacking with your man, oh my God, guys, if you're doing this 2, 3, 4 times a week, you're done for. There are plenty of ways to like glam up a healthy meal and make it fun for the both of you. Now, if he cooks for you, suggest more healthy dishes and let him know about your goals. Again, communication is key. And I think a lot of women are like, oh my God, like my man always wants to feed me. He's always giving me food all the time. And I get it. Like it's really cool when your man knows how to cook, when he can like make a sick steak or make some crazy good pasta, but you gotta let him know like, okay, babe, I know you love to cook. So what I want, and like challenge him, like men love a little challenge. I challenge you to make me like a high protein, low carbohydrate meal that tastes really good and like really just knocks my socks off. I promise you, you'll be able to get what you want out of his cooking without the overindulgence, without feeling guilty for eating it. I think that when we have a love language of like food with our partner, it can feel like we have to eat a certain way. You don't. You do not have to eat a certain way in order to embrace that love language. Cooking together, being together, eating together, it's an intimacy that can be shared that has nothing to actually do with the food itself, but with just the bonding over it. So you can find unique ways to incorporate healthy eating in all of this.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And this kind of goes into my feminine essence really radiating when I am able to just be myself and show up as me and not overdo it to impress someone. That's when I am my most feminine and my most beautiful. So what I mean by this is previous to now, I think I would have always felt like I needed to feed my man or needed to just do a lot because I thought that that was like my way of like, I don't know, auditioning to be his wife. I'm not interested in that anymore. I just show up as myself. You are not obligated as a woman to feed your partner, especially if it's going to make you go against your own food goals and your own habits. So if you find yourself not making certain meals because you don't think he'll like it, you're not obligated to cook for him in the first place. And you know what I've learned about men is as long as you're cooking, a lot of the times they don't really care if they're eating something healthy. So if you do feel like, okay, we live together and, you know, I do make dinner every night and I don't want to completely cut that off, I get that point, but just make something, try to find ways to make healthy recipes that he'll enjoy. And if he doesn't like, he can go get his food elsewhere. You are not obligated to cook for someone and you have to stop feeling super compelled to have to do that. And that is what's causing you to gain weight because now you are going out of your way to make this particular recipe. And then you would have to go out of your way to make a completely different recipe for yourself. And that's what's preventing you from losing weight because you know you don't have the money to afford both meals. Stop with the obligation, okay? You gotta free yourself from the shackles of wifely duties. I think that a real man who values you and respects you, likes you for who you are. And yes, I think that showing up in a relationship and doing certain things every once in a while shows like love and adoration, but you do not need to overextend yourself to be appreciated. The right person will appreciate you for showing up as you are. And the final thing that I want to bring up that will really prevent you from gaining weight in a relationship is having a blunt and open conversation with your partner that requires you guys to hold each other accountable. I think that it's really common in relationships to constantly pander to each other, say that you guys look great all the time and not want to ruffle feathers. But I'm gonna be so real with you guys. In reflecting back to previous years, I actually wish that there were people who had stepped up and told me that I was gaining weight or that I was not looking like myself. And obviously there's ways to word it, but when it's coming from a person that loves you, you have to understand that somebody being honest with you and blunt with you is not an attack. It's care. It's genuine care, especially if you have become so engulfed, so used to who you are now that you're not capable of being objective. I was not capable of being objective for many years in my weight journey. And I had wished that somebody said, hey girl, you're not looking like yourself. Nobody told me. And I love the idea of expressing your goals to your partner, talking about the things that will pretty much help you achieve them, and then holding each other accountable. So like, let's just say I'm dating someone and he says that he wants to like train for a marathon. And I'm noticing in a few weeks that he's not really doing the things that he needs to do to train for this marathon. I'm like, hey, you haven't ran in a week or so. What's going on? And just having this open communication with the person so that they're like, you know what, you're right. And then they want to do it. A lot of the times when you have this communication in a healthy way, it brings back up that spark that person needed. And I love the idea of having a relationship that is so strong and so honest and so authentic that we are able to have those open discussions with each other and it not feel like an attack. It feels like two people who want the best for one another. So I would welcome more communication, more bluntness, more accountability within each other. And this will allow you guys to stick to your goals better and maybe even create new ones together, which is really beautiful. So it kind of allows you guys to work as a team and not work against each other. Okay, guys, those are my personal tips for essentially refusing to gain weight in a relationship. I will never let myself do it again. If ever I notice myself fall off because I think it's normal to travel and indulge and to just maybe neglect things for a little while. And I'm not saying that it's a bad thing, but it's bad if it's continuous. It's bad if it's the frequent thing. And I want you guys to stop saying that being in a relationship means that everything else in life just doesn't matter. It is so exhausting to see that. We have to decenter the obsession with being in love so much that it makes us forget who we are and what we're about and what's important to us. I think that what makes a healthy relationship so beautiful is when you're able to improve. You're able to enhance your life. You're able to become better because this person brings out a side to you that you want to be continuously chasing your goals, your passions, your dreams, because you think that they're that great, that they can experience you attending to that and honoring that. I hope you guys enjoyed today's video as much as I enjoyed making it. Let me know down below if you guys have ever gained relationship weight and how many pounds that was exactly. I want to say that the most weight I've ever gained in a relationship was 50 pounds. So I'm not new to this, guys. I'm true to this. And I will never let it happen again. I love you guys so much. I hope that this helped. And we will chat in the next video. Bye, everyone. Mwah.
Pioneer.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.